This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hello and welcome, my fellow trivia nerds, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany, and I am here with some really fun trivia in honor of a brand new movie that's getting ready to be released, The Little Mermaid. It gets released, I believe, May 26th. So in honor of that new live action, fully re-envisioned Disney movie I cannot wait for, we're going to play some old school Little Mermaid trivia. Now, before we get to it, I want to do a quick shout out to Caleb, Danielle, Shepherd, Santana, Solana, Sienna, Maeve, Jasper, Josie, Madeline, Asher, and Brisbane, as well as some happy birthdays. Fun fact, it was just my birthday on April 28th, so I'm still in full birthday mode with all of these new friends: Sammy, Elizabeth, Maya, Oliver, twins Jackson and Jordan, Bennett, Chandler, Lucas, Maya, and Weston. Happy birthday, you guys. All right. I'm going to lead you through two rounds of Little Mermaid trivia. I'm going to ask you a question. I'll give you 10 seconds to come up with an answer. Give yourself 1 point for every correct one. And in the end, tally up your score and crown a winner. All right, let's go. Round one, question one. What is the Little Mermaid's name? Her name is Ariel. Okay, question two. What is the name of the Little Mermaid's best friend? Everybody needs a bestie, and that best friend is Flounder. Okay, question three. What color is Ariel's seashell bikini? It is a beautiful purple. I wish I could get away with wearing that. Question four. What does the Little Mermaid call the fork in her collection of human objects? Why, it's a dingle hopper, of course. Who doesn't brush their hair with a dingle hopper? Okay, question five. Which character tells King Triton about Ariel's encounter with the humans? That would be Sebastian. He thought he was helping, but I don't know. Things got a little crazy. Okay, question six. What is the name of Ariel's bird friend? That crazy bird is Scuttle. He is funny and he tries his best to help out in a pinch. Question seven. What does Flounder give Ariel as a gift? Just a subtle statue of Prince Eric, of course. The perfect human thing to add to her collection. Question eight. Who destroys Ariel's collection of human things? Oh, that would be her dad, King Triton. He was not too happy to find that. Question nine. What kind of marine life pulls King Triton's chariot? His chariot is pulled by dolphins. Okay, final question of this round. How many sisters does Ariel have? She has six sisters. She is the youngest of seven girls for King Triton. All right, I'm so excited to hear how you did on round one. Let's get into round two. It gets a little bit tougher, but still tons of fun.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Question one, round two. Who does Ariel go to ask to be turned into a human? That would be Ursula the Sea Witch. She's the only one who can do it, but I don't know. I don't have a good feeling, you guys. Okay, question two. What does Ursula ask for in return for giving Ariel legs? You know, just her voice. No biggie. Okay, question three. How many days does Ariel have to get Prince Eric to kiss her? She only has 3 days, you guys. It's not a lot. Question four. What is the name of Prince Eric's dog? That ball of fluff would be Max. All right, question five. What does Ursula's seashell necklace hold? Inside that seashell is Ariel's voice. Question six. How many thingamabobs does Ariel have? Well, she's got 20, you know, so plenty to spare. All right, question seven. When Ursula transforms into a human, what name does she go by? Ooh, that would be Vanessa. Ursula becomes Vanessa. Question eight. Ursula has two eels. What are their names? Those eels are Flotsam and Jetsam. All right, question nine. What color is Flounder? Well, I know it's a little controversial in the live action one to see the new Flounder, but in the old school cartoon, he is blue and yellow. All right, final question. Who ultimately turns Ariel into a human? Thank you. sweet and kind of sad. But her dad, King Triton, he grants her ultimate wish and makes her human so she can be with her prince. All right, guys, I can't wait to hear how you did on this Little Mermaid trivia. Make sure you head to our Instagram and Facebook and let us know. And if you're not already following us there, make sure you do, because that's where we post all the information about our shows, our upcoming tour, as well as share the pictures that you send us. And we love them. We love to see you guys celebrating, doing cool stuff in your towns, and of course, playing trivia in the car. So if you want to send those pictures over, just make sure your parents do it and include your name so that we're able to post it. If you have a show idea or want a shout out on the show, go ahead and head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. Make sure to include your names in that review so we know who to send out the shout outs to. All right, guys, have a really great day, my fellow trivia nerds.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.